Good morning.
How are you doing today? How do you feel?
Well, praise God.
Today is another wonderful day in God's great creation. We praise Him today. We give Him thanks for allowing us this opportunity in this wonderful time in His presence of praise, prayer, and thanksgiving. Well, I trust that you're feeling grand on today. I know I do. I look forward to these moments where we can join our hearts and spirits together in one accord. When people come together in one accord, great things happen. Well, you're attuned to Maximum Radio, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Today our theme is, He is our source. Let's meditate and process that for a moment. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes or so, and I say welcome to all our partners and friends around the globe and those that are tuned in live with us even at this moment. And I'm so thankful to you. It feels so good to know that you have such wonderful partners such as you. So today our theme is, He is our source. And we are invoking on this day a feature, a character feature of our Lord, who is the great I Am. We are invoking the fact He knows who He is and what He is and all of His own features. We are learning. And today, we're learning that He is life's guarantor of joy and health. And that's taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 6, where Jeremiah the prophet, while being held in detention, was prophesying on behalf of the Lord. And in that verse, he says, "Behold, I will bring it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth." So He's a guarantor of joy and health. Peace and truth comes from Him. So today we can lay hold of that nugget, that golden nugget of truth. If you want joy, well, He's the one who underwrites joy. If you want health, and it doesn't mean just physical health, but it also includes that, He underwrites health. So He's our security. He's our guarantor. What a wonderful truth that is. Well, once again, welcome to all of our friends and partners, prayer partners around the world. And today, I've been just waiting on the Lord before Him to get a sense of His heart and His direction. And I cannot shake the reality that there are persons in our communities, maybe even in our families, that are members of gangs. They feel it necessary to be part of those entities. And we're joined at the hip, so to speak, in terms of what God did. We love to be around people. We like to be a part of something. However, some of those involvements are not what God would have planned for us. And these young people, some are up in age as well, they are looking and searching, and we know that they want joy, They want wholeness, health, and all of those things. And they cannot get it from any other source. So I know some people that are part of those, that are gang members. And I know that they're there for a reason that satisfies something in them. We want to pray for them today. We want them to call on the Lord. We want them to turn to the Lord. And if you have someone in your family that's part of a gang, well, you name them even as we pray. You call out their names. You make it specific. And or if they're headed in that direction, again, call out their names. If you have a teenager or a young person that is finding it attractive, you ask God to change their direction. And we are going to pray that God would do that right now. And even as we pray, I can think of some who I know their names. I won't call their names out, but I'm thinking of them because we love to see these persons just turn their lives over. Father, we thank you today, and we come to you because you're our source, you're our guarantor of joy and of health. We know that you're the one that would provide forgiveness. There's no other way. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life. So we must turn to you. All gang members must turn to you as well. You're Lord, you're Chief, you're King, and you're eternally so, not for a moment, but for all of eternity. So we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we pray for every gang member. We pray now that they would be forgiven their trespasses, their transgressions, their sin, their iniquities. We ask you to cover their sins, cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanse them of all unrighteousness according to John 14:14. Make them whole. Heavenly Father, by the power that comes through Jesus Christ, we bind their minds, their body, their soul, their spirit to the will and purpose of God for their lives. Right now, we know that you've made rich deposits in them. You created them, and then you hid wonderful treasures and jewels within those earthen vessels. However, the enemy, because of these persons' rebellion and going their own way, the enemy has taken authority over them and has began and sought to direct their actions and their thoughts, their behaviors, in a way that's destructive to even themselves. So we bind their will and emotions to your will today. We tie them to you in the name of Jesus. We speak against every yoke, every hindrance that would stand between them and you, every wall that the enemy has built around them, around their minds, around their thoughts, around their emotions and their will. He has imprisoned them in what they think is freedom. However, that is a delusion, and that is a lie from the pit of hell. So we rebuke the work of the adversary right now in the lives of these young people, right now, in the name of Jesus. We close the door to the work and the activity of the powers of hell right now in Jesus' name. We open the door to the King of Glory, the Prince of all the earth, the King of all eternity, the one upon whom all governments, his shoulders shall carry all government for all eternity. Now, Father, we ask you to cover these young people, bind them to the truth and to the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind their minds to the mind of Christ. You said, whatsoever we bind in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind their minds for your glory to the mind of Christ, that the very thoughts and feelings and purposes of Jesus Christ would be within their thoughts. They would be transformed from the inside out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind their feet to the paths of righteousness, that their feet would make straight paths, making way for the coming of the Lord. Father, bless each of them right now with real life, that their footsteps would be steady and sure. We bind them to the work of the cross. Their hands now will no longer shed blood. They will no longer deal with the dirt of mammon, but they will begin to deal in mercy and grace and love, forgiveness. They begin to die to self. So in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus, we loose every old, wrong, ungodly pattern of thinking. Every attitude and idea and desire and belief, every motivation, every habit and behavior that is causing them to walk away from you and not towards you. We tear down and we crush and smash and destroy every stronghold associated with those negative things. And we loose any stronghold in their life that has been justifying and protecting hard feelings against loved ones and anyone. We loose the stronghold of unforgiveness, not forgiving their fathers, their mothers, their friends, their brothers, their sisters, their neighbors. We come against the spirit of fear. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. Father, we loose that upon them right now. We loose that. Father, I pray for that gang member that is consistently having thoughts of death. Father, we speak against that right now in the name of Jesus. We cover that brother right now. We encircle a hedge of protection around him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, even as you're drawing him, we ask for an accelerated movement of his thoughts, his feet, his emotions, his feelings towards you, that he would cling to you. He would find you in a way that he never knew existed. He would enter into life, real life, where there's joy. He would find you as the source of joy and health. He learned how to trust you. So now, Father, we close the door to the spirit of fear that has been haunting him. And now there's a spirit of love and power coming from you, and a sound mind for him in the name of Jesus. We bind up the powers of deception and lies that has encircled these brothers. We loose the confusion and the blindness of the enemy from their minds that has kept them from seeing your glorious light. Even now, we call forth every precious word of your scriptures, every word that you have spoken and that has entered into their minds and hearts, that it would rise up in power right now. Of those who have heard the gospel already, right now, gospel, shine, explode in the hearts and in the minds. Draw them with your cords of love. They're looking for love, Father. They're looking for love, but they can only find joy in you. And any words that have been spoken over them, any curses that have been spoken over them and into their lives, spoken about them or even by themselves, right now we loose those curses right now. And all those generational bondages, Lord. Father, we thank you that the blood came and is working into the level of the DNA to loose every string, every tentacle of the curse that has been planted and embedded in their families right now, that comes down to them. The sins of the father, you said, are to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Father, we say loose right now those curses. We say loose to those cursed bloodlines right now. Bring health in the name of Jesus. We bind up all of the effects and works of the adversary. We crush and we smash and destroy all of those bondages of any kind from mistakes made at any point between the generations. We destroy them right here, right now. They will not bind and curse any more members of those families in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So we bind a strong man that we may plunder his house. We may spoil his house, take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession in the name of Jesus that he has stolen from those families right now. We undo and loose the strong man's influence over all of those members of those families in body, soul, and spirit. Every device that the enemy has created, we command him right now, Satan, to take up your weapons and flee. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You've given us the keys and the authority to do so. And we thank you, dear Father. And we say, amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, neighbor. I felt that prayer was needed. It was so needed. We have to attack. Be on the attack and alter by the power of the blood and the power of the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name. And with those devices, we overcome because we alter the works and the plans of the adversary. Not just in our lives, but in the lives of others. So thank you for joining us in that prayer. And as you move about today and you see persons, the Holy Spirit will show you those to whom that prayer applies. And then you say, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come. Because it's a visitation that will break the strongholds and destroy the yokes. A divine supernatural visitation. And you'll see those everywhere you go. You'll see those with whom that encounter is needed and necessary, because he's life's guarantor of joy and health. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to pray, to communicate, to speak with you, and to hear your voice. Now, if there's someone that is listening or someone that is dialed in with us and you have a prayer request, just voice it. Give it air right now. Allow it. The Holy Spirit has been brooding over that thing. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. Well, let it go. Let it rise to the heavenlies, even now. Let it go to the courts of God. And let God rule over that. He's given you the authority not only to discern it, but to also call it what it is, so that the grace of heaven can flow. So if you have a prayer request, now give voice to that. There's power of life and death in the tongue. And we've just finished praying about curses and loosing and binding those things. Well, if you have something specific, don't be afraid. Just voice it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. God bless all the saints. Good morning to you all also.
Bless you.
Lift up in prayer this morning. Lady Hudson, who I oversee on a daily basis. I don't know exactly what it is that took place, but yesterday he was a totally different child to the child that I know, that I've known since his birth. And I can see that it is not natural. So I would like the saints to agree with me and rebuke any and all of Satan's actions that he might have been trying to put a little hold on this little infant. Lift him up this morning. This morning he's a bit quieted, but yesterday It was. I can't even find the words to describe it. Because he was just like maniac. You want to lift him up in prayer this morning, please?
All right, we can.
Also all of his family and all of this household. Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we're definitely standing with you. We can hear the heaviness of your heart, and thank you for giving ear to that situation. God's plan is to alter an atmosphere like that for His kingdom and for His glory. Right now, Father, we thank you for this prayer request, and it comes because you are the guarantee and the guarantor of our joy and our health. Now, Father, we lift up the atmosphere in that home right now. We speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind. In every corner of that home right now, every dark work of the adversary, we bind, we seize it, in Jesus' name, right now. And we're loosing peace.
Yes.
We're loosing peace right now.
Yes. Yes.
And joy right now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take up your weapons. We command you with the authority that has been given to us to take up your weapons and leave right now. Right out of the door, and we close the door.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
to every dark work right now. So we thank you, Lord, for charging the atmosphere in that home with your presence. The lightning of heaven comes and charges the atmosphere. And now, Father, we open the door to the King of Glory for him to come in and to take over, to take control, which belongs to him, over every molecule of the atmosphere in that home right now, so that everyone is loosed from fear, from oppression, depression, in Jesus' name. Loose. In Jesus' name. The yoke is destroyed. All yokes. Father, and we pray for the youngest person of that household right now, the child, who is innocent. We pray right now and command the enemy to come from around that child, to go back to the hell that he came from. All demons, all spirits, right now, in the name of Jesus, return to where you came from, in Jesus. Now, Father, we charge the emotions, the spirit, mind and soul of that youngster with heaven's joy. Angelic song. Enter in Jesus' name. Peace, enter. The spirit of peace you've given the God. You've given the spirit of love and of power and of sound mind. In Jesus' name. We thank you for the transformation and for the testimony of your power to change and transform atmospheres and persons. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody said amen. In other words, so be it.
Amen.
Amen. This is what we must do. We must take authority over these situations. God is concerned about all of those things. He's a guarantor, as we said today, life's guarantor of joy and health. We bless all of you today, and everywhere you go today, everywhere you set foot, understand that the kingdom of God is there because you're representative of the kingdom of God. At work, at play, at school, at home, in the community, everywhere, God is there. And we thank you for joining us on today. The power of prayer.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.
Walk in victory.
God bless you.
Yes.
Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Yes.
Peace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've given and done for us. Thank you. Receive your grace today. For this day. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.